Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Treasury yields tick downward on Tuesday as traders prepared for the Consumer Price Index due out tomorrow. The two-year dropped 6 basis points to trade at 3%. Also, 3 major U.S. stock indexes closed in negative territory Monday. With the U.S.-Mexico border, the most dangerous border in the world, according to the United Nations, President Biden will meet with Mexican President Obrador today at the White House. Former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says this is just a dog and pony show, because illegal immigration is Biden's goal.
Meeting is just a mere pretense to make it seem as if they're trying to address this issue in a serious way, when in fact they're not at all.
The James Webb Space Telescope has started to release some breathtaking images. Go to the NASA website to take a look. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hot Texans under record temperatures and high humidity have been urged to conserve energy as the power grid struggles to cope with a surge in demand. The heat wave that has settled on Texas and much of central United States is driving increased electricity use. Current projections show wind generation coming in at less than 10% of its capacity. That's according to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Let's take a look at gas prices in America.
The national average for a gallon of regular has fallen over the past several weeks by 34 cents after edging above $5 a gallon. Some states have experienced nearly 50 cent declines. According to an analysis by The Hill using AAA data, the greatest declines took place in the South and Midwest, Indiana and Florida leading the way, followed by Ohio, Wisconsin, and Texas. The drop in price doesn't necessarily mean cheaper gas. The 5 states with the lowest averages are South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For the first time in the United States, a pharmaceutical firm has asked to be allowed to sell birth control over-the-counter. Paris-based HRA Pharma says its application to the Food and Drug Administration is unrelated to recent Supreme Court of the United States decision on Roe. The made-for-TV January 6 committee has no cross-examinations of witnesses, as many are calling it a ploy to keep President Trump from returning to office in January of 2025. When Nancy Pelosi kicked off the Republicans' choice to be on the committee, all credibility was lost. The mostly partisan committee is being called a kangaroo court by former trade advisor Peter Navarro. He was on Newsmax overnight.
This January 6th committee is not focused primarily on getting to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. For example, why did Pelosi leave the perimeter lightly guarded? Why did Secretary of Defense Mark Esper leave the National Guard so far away? Why were FBI informants possibly instigating the violence? Those are all questions that you and I think, would love to know the answer to. What the committee is doing as a kangaroo court, in violation of the separation of powers, is trying to build a hoax, a January 6th hoax like the Russia hoax, as a way of stopping Donald Trump from becoming president in January of 2025. And so this is just an extension of this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And the good news is the majority of Americans agree that we're on the wrong track. I said that's a good start. At least we have a basis in which we can talk, because right now there's still too many people believing in George Orwell's 1984, freedom is slavery and ignorance is strength. I mean, think about it. I mean, it makes you wonder and scratch your head with that minority number of people that have a loud voice right now that appear to be the tail that's shaking the dog. With us right now is John Guandolo. Always great to have John. He's a U.S. Naval Academy graduate, served as an infantry recon officer in the United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi, combat vet, served as a special agent in the FBI from 1996 to 2008, was recruited out of the FBI by the Department of Defense to conduct strategic analysis of the Islamic threat. He is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. John, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks, as always, for having me on, Bill.
Well, John, we've got a lot of critical things to talk about, but you know, if we can rewind here just a bit, I want to go back a couple of years when you did quite the dissertation when COVID broke, and you wrote this in March of 2020. All these things, based on your strategic mind and experience, told you that there was something very sinister about COVID. And now here we are over 2 years later, and you've got, you know, kind of a sealed group of strategists and national security types that are agreeing with what you're saying. But the mainstream media isn't about to pick up on that because what we find is, as has been reported by Peter Schweitzer and also Miranda Devine, is too many of our politicians have been elite captured by the Chinese, and they're controlling the narrative and all the news that is unfit to print. Isn't that right?
It is, and I really appreciate you highlighting this, because understanding the threat has been at the front end of the spear on all these issues, and we have said things, you know, whether it's when Steve Coughlin and I briefed members of Congress about the coming, quote-unquote, we called it the Muslim Brotherhood Revolution, and people called it the, quote, Arab Spring, that was going to happen, how it was going to unfold, what would happen in Syria. And it all came to pass as we predicted it would when I was inside the DOD. And when from UTT's perspective, you know, when I briefed it about John Brennan and the fact that he had converted to Islam, and while he was the station chief in Saudi Arabia, I got bludgeoned by the media for it, until a former CIA station chief, Brad Johnson, came out and on the news publicly announced, he said it was well known that John Brennan converted to Islam while he was with the station chief in Saudi Arabia. And I don't think this is any different. when we at understanding the threat, and when I look at these things strategically, when you see big things happen, I always put the lens over it to look at it from, what if this isn't just what it appears to be? And then start looking at the facts of what happened prior to this, who was involved, and you can come to rational, very accurate assessments. And I just think that's what we've been doing. And I see that even though others have now come to agree with our assessment about what COVID was all about, the other side continues to lie because they already know the truth on all these issues. You know,
of course. They can't give up the con. They can't give up the con, John. That's the deal.
Right.
See, people need to understand when you are acting like a con, you think like a con. Dinesh D'Souza said that was the one big takeaway that he took, you know, when he was incarcerated for what, those 8 months, you know, getting slapped down for some election violation, right? Anybody in the Democratic side, you know, nothing like that has ever happened to them. But for Republicans and conservatives, we're all targeted. We know there's a two-tier justice system. But the takeaway for Dinesh that he shared with everybody and shared with us, particularly on our show, was that, you know, what he learned from the cons is you never give it up. And that's exactly what's gone on time and again. And you think about this. You think, here we got 330 million people in America. That is a lot of combined cumulative brain cells that are involved here. And this is why our founding fathers were smart enough to celebrate and to elevate we the people to be in charge. Because when you've got now 330 million people on the scene that can see what's going on, they can tell you pretty succinctly what's wrong and what needs to be fixed. But if you surrender your freedoms to a ruling elite class of, what, 458 plus or minus, plus Klaus Schwab and the Chinese, and, you know, throw them into the mix as well, and Putin, well, then you've got the America we're dealing with. And guess what? We're not that far away from Sri Lanka, are we?
No, we're not. And I think, you just brought up a great point. And so this is something I actually just recently spoke about. The American people, the sooner we're able to actually absorb that what Joe Biden, his administration, the Democrat leadership, the Republican establishment, what they are doing, without fail, they know that they're doing it. So I'll just take a simple example. Do you think that the Democrat leaders of big cities like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago don't know the statistics that the stricter the gun laws, the more murders and violent crimes you have? Of course they know that. Of course they know that. So the question is, why would they keep pushing it? Because of what you said earlier. It's the con. They know they're lying. They're lying.
Yeah.
They know it. They know what they're doing. This is an intentional, purposeful actions. These are purposeful actions they've been taking in order to do what they seek to do, which is they hate this country.
Right.
They hate this country. They want to see it crumble. And those elites that you're talking about, that's what they want to see. And they are in league, and all the evidence is on the table. You look at what Peter Schweitzer has put out. You look at the evidence even in the last week about what Mr. Biden is doing with the Chinese. I mean, this is treason right
exactly.
out in the open.
Exactly. And nobody's saying anything. I mean, where are the Republicans? You know, where are the people who are truly committed to liberty? You know, where are they? I mean, the only voice that we're hearing right now out in the desert is one Donald Trump who's been exiled right now. Right? And a few of us other guys, you know, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting. When I speak to groups of people and I get a question similar to that, like, where are the Republicans? The Republicans are part of the problem. The establishment Republicans. We all know the same four or five Republicans are actually speaking truth. The rest of them are batting on the other team.
Exactly. Well, see, this is why we have to manage the expectation. You know, people are thinking, oh, we're going to have this big red wave coming. Well, a lot of good the red wave's going to do it. Do for us if it's, you know, is a combination kind of a purple wave, you know, a moderate wave. It's not the tsunami for freedom and liberty that most of us would think should happen, right?
That's right. The red wave's not going to save you. Only Americans acting in their local communities is going to turn this country around.
Right. Got to go to break. We've got more from John.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, and best-selling author John Guandolo continues with us as we were talking about where we are right now in America. I mean, you know, you see what's going on with Sri Lanka. And, John, so much of what they did there in that country is what you know, the left, you know, this new liberal world order is thrusting on us, the American people, and we, the people, are just sitting there and letting it happen to them. And you and I, you know, we're sounding the alarm saying, look at people, you've got to wake up. Because, you know, we're not talking some minor little issue. You know, the fact that Joe Biden is getting away and doing the kind of stuff he's doing, like opening up our national reserves, our oil reserves, right? And directing it to China, who, oh, yeah, by the way, China has made it real clear, just like Russia made it real clear about their intent in going into Ukraine. China has made it real clear and defiantly said they want to be the leader of the free world. And what is America doing? And when I say America, I'm talking about its leadership, its captured elite, the Bidens, the Pelosi's, the Mitch McConnell's, the Brennan's. I mean, go right on down the list. All these have been captured by China, along with entertainment, the movie industry, sports, NBA. You know, just go down the list. They have been bought by the Chinese. The Confucius Institute in over 40 universities controlling the narrative. Why? Because they do not, just like, you know, just like the Muslims were controlling the narrative here in America with the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and all these other insidious threats that we've allowed to be promoted within our country. They have been eating up our freedom and liberties from the inside out, and we have been bought and sold. Hunter Biden says, thank you very much. I don't care how much video you have of me. Hey, I like crack. I like prostitutes. I like young girls. So what? You know, I've made a lot of money, and I use my dad, and I use his office. And you know what? The other thing, too, John Guandolo, nobody's saying about this. Nobody's going, how does a vice president of the United States do something like this? And you're going to tell me the president of the United States isn't involved in this? I mean, he's got Joe Biden, who is all tainted and involved with the Chinese. You've got Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, starting the Clinton Foundation. This is all happening under Barack Obama's watch. So how does he, no, nobody's mentioning him whatsoever.
Well, I just want to say that I think you just captured kind of the whole stinky situation in one big, you know, statement. And the reality is that what we're experiencing here in the United States is a well-oiled corrupt machine, and yes, people like Mr. Obama are at the top of the leadership chain in this, but so are people like, you know, John Podesta and Jim Comey and others that are right up there. But yes, Mr. Obama is seems to be, all the evidence that we've looked at and everything we've assessed, is very much so in the leadership seat, not Mrs. Clinton or Mr. Clinton, although they're heavily involved. And the Clinton Foundation has committed so many federal felonies. It's amazing to me that there's been no action. We can see quid pro quo from foreign governments with Mrs. Clinton, including China, but nothing's happening. So again, I go back to when Americans get frustrated and feel like, well, what can we do? The answer to that question is always, you can work at the local level. That's what you have to do. Take back your county. Mm-hmm. Get rid of people that call themselves Republicans, the party of Lincoln, and punt them if they're not actually following the rule of law and the founding principles.
Exactly.
Get rid of them. Get rid of the people. That's why that is our main focus at Understanding the Threat. It's showing people how to actually do this, training people how to actually identify these individuals and organizations that are hostile to liberty at the local level. And they're not all merely communist or Islamic, but though where the rubber hits the road, you know, that's where we're seeing it, because they are working seamlessly at the local level together.
Well, the opportunity, as you mentioned here, John, is if people can envision concentric circles here around the problem, you've got some people that can be readjusted. you know, with the truth. They're still open to critical thinking and some reasoning. There's some. And I would say we're a bit encouraged by the recent polling that says near 90% of America agrees the country's on the wrong track. That's huge. That's huge. Okay, that gives us a basis in which we can have a conversation, I believe. But if you look at the concentric circles, there are people on both sides of the party, or even all three parties, independents, you know, people who have finally just said, hey, look, politics isn't serving me. You know, I want to serve America and Americans. I want to serve liberty and freedom. And there are people that just have bought into the propaganda. And what you do is you got to give them the good stuff to absorb the bad stuff. You know, it was like like St. Paul. There he is. He was fed bad porridge. He said, go get me some, you know, some good stuff. And he mixed it into the bad porridge and it neutralized, you know, the poison in the bad porridge. This is what we do. And there's some people who are in that situation. There are other people, I get it. They're so ideological. They're so locked into their silos and their echo chambers. They're kind of a lost cause. They're going to be the ones that yell and scream and complain and you know, and you got to think, just like you said, you got to stop and consider what's the end game here. You know, with Martin Luther King Jr., it wasn't about destruction. It was reform. And that's the big difference between he and Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter just wants to tear it all down. They just want to, you know, Barack Obama, fundamentally transform, build it back better. You know, all these lines that come from the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab that just wants to destroy the American idea altogether. And you have to have the eyes to see and the reasoning to understand that that is their purpose. That is the clear threat. Right, John?
Absolutely. Just as we've seen throughout history, our adversaries tell us who they are and what they want to do. All we need to do is listen, absorb, and build a strategy to defeat them. I mean, honestly, it's that simple. And in the last 30 years, we haven't done that.
No.
This nation hasn't done that. These issues have been here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind your audience, every time you give them an inch, you're surrendering.
Yes.
You are surrendering. Every time you decide, well, you know, I don't want my kids to be embarrassed by me if I go in and complain about this thing going on at the school. You know, so every time you've done that in the last 10 years, 20 years, I've got to the point where they're just openly teaching communism, pornography, deviant sexual behavior. That's all being taught in elementary schools across the United States. And this is what happens. We have to address it at the local level. Your chambers of commerce, your state and local school boards, your city councils, your mayors, your sheriffs, and the people have to be the heavy hand to say, we're not going to tolerate this anymore.
Exactly. Well, look what happened in Virginia. Look what happened in San Francisco. Look at what's happening in California. At a local level, people are coming and they're turning things around. School boards are not as they were before COVID and early past. Now people are looking into it, John, because they're doing exactly what you said they ought to be doing, right?
That's right. And my encouragement to them is individual actions are great, but what we do at Understanding the Threat is we train them how to take those individual actions and put them into an actual strategy to take back the county, not just to, you know, swat flies, as it were, because you got to take the county back, and that requires a strategy to do it.
Well, the fact of the matter is the left has been using a strategy for decades, and this is what got them to this place. You can't sit there and think you're going to do this by the seat of your pants. You have got to be fortified exactly right, John. We have to have, in a sense, a military approach and strategy to this, don't we? We've got about 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Yes. I encourage everybody, go to understandthethreat.com. Bring our into action training to your community, because you have to have a strategy to take your county back, put liberty and freedom back on the offensive where it belongs.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Treasury yields ticked downward on Tuesday as traders prepared for the Consumer Price Index due out tomorrow. The two-year dropped 6 basis points to trade at 3%. Also, three major U.S. stock indexes closed in negative territory Monday. With the U.S.-Mexico border the most dangerous border in the world, according to the United Nations, President Biden will meet with Mexican President Obrador today at the White House. Former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says this is just a dog and pony show because illegal immigration is Biden's goal.
Meeting is just a mere pretense to make it seem as if they're trying to address this issue in a serious way when in fact they're not at all.
The James Webb Space Telescope has started to release some breathtaking images. Go to the NASA website to take a look. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day as always. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with these excellent archive. It's a library of interviews with excellent guests, just like John Guandolo. I mean, things that you can share with your community. Of course, Jeff Kemp is on with us every week. We're so appreciative of his time that he gives to, you know, serve the body of Christ. Jeff Kemp is the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I'm good. I'm thankful. Had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, good, good. Happy birthday to you. Wow, okay.
Love down me. So I guess I'm not shy to say something like that.
Well, no, happy birthday. Well, guy, I don't know how I missed that on my calendar, but, well, good, you know, put another candle on the birthday cake, as they used to say. Hey, you know, I was thinking about you, particularly as it relates to, you know, football and what it's like, you know, during spring training, how you get ready, you know, for the season. And then as you play through the season, there's a certain, you know, tempo and strategy to get through, because the goal is to get to the Super Bowl, right? And so you've got to marshal your resources accordingly, psychologically, all that, to get the team on the same page that, hey, this is our objective, this is where we're going to. And I thought, you know, this is similar to where the church is today, is that, you know, we've had a season of grace where we've gone through, you know, times that we should have been preparing ourselves for a time, I think, that it is, like we talked about last week, this appointed time that has come upon us that is so critical, that God is saying, hey, look, it, get ready, you know, for the Super Bowl. And this is a Jubilee year. There's, you know, you see all this stuff going on, you know, around the world, whether we're talking about the Uyghurs or Sri Lanka. We see, you know, socialism coming in, and the church is God's prescription and solution to the chaos. But if the church, you know, and this is one thing that I find, and I want to be sensitive and critical with grace here on this, if you can hear me out here for just a moment. Because what I'm hearing churches is they're still stuck in giving milk, you know, and, you know, it's time. I mean, we got to take it to the next level. We got to get ready to the Super Bowl. And people have got to up their game and get away from, you know, the milk message of the gospel, which is, I'm not trying to underestimate that, but the gospel message has to coincide with what's going on in the culture so the church can respond and up its game and get ready for this great contest that's coming at us at Mach 5 speeds. Is that a fair observation, Jeff?
Well, it triggers something I was praying about right before you called me. When I knew that we'd speak somewhat about the culture and the church and the moment we're in, I was thinking that for the most part, the church, which has had great exposure through media, internet, podcasts, conferences, conventions, we've built tons of buildings and started tons of meetings. The church has changed its message more than it has changed the lives of those of us in the church.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
We've changed our message to be appealing to the people that we'd like to come to attend in our church and increase the roles of our attendance, the size of our church, the measurements of the culture, right? Those are the scoreboards of the here and now culture. God's scoreboard is souls and reconciliation. It's grace and truth and justice. One life that's saved causes rejoicing in heaven. Now, of course, God wants all to come to repentance and to salvation, and the church will want to get as many people the message of Jesus as possible. But it's got to be the full message.
Exactly. Got to be all in.
He said, repent.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is here. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If anyone wants to have life, let go of your own, and I'll give you real life. If you want living water, stop looking for income, retirement, vacations, comfort, security, a perfect neighborhood, a perfect government, a perfect family situation. No. Look for Jesus. Seek first a relationship with Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, the righteousness that Christ gives us, and be transformed and conformed into the image of Christ. Deny yourself, because guess what? You make bad decisions that don't help out your wife or your husband, your kids or others. You don't help the culture when you do it on your own.
Right.
Deny yourself. Do it God's way. Obey the word, even if it looks countercultural, and be different. Stick out like a sore thumb, like Eric Liddell did, or Mother Teresa did, or Dr. King did, or many people serving in soup kitchens and AIDS ministries and children's Sunday school classes and junior high outreach and young life and missions in Ukraine and across the world are doing. So the church is alive. It's just not comprehensively well. Because we have changed the message.
Well, you know, what I see, what I'm hearing you say, Jeff, is that the church really needs some leadership. Leadership takes you from where you are to where you ought to be. It comes with vision. And the vision comes, you know, from the throne room of God, that revelation. The revelation the Bible talks about, that if you don't have, the people will cast off restraint. They go absolutely bonkers. And here we are. I mean, that's our culture today. We're bonkers. We've cast off restraint. We're untethered from the truth of God, from the principles of God. We've abandoned our birthright, in a sense, like Esau. We have treated it like it's meaningless. I mean, you know, even our founding fathers addressed it in the Constitution. They addressed it in terms of the inalienable rights that come from Almighty God. That's our birthright.
Well,
that's our identity. If you cast that off, if you think that's nothing, well, then you're like Esau. And what did God say about Esau?
We we have many leaders. The problem is we're leading in our own strength and our own vision. And some of it is biblically inspired, but not Christ-owned and biblically completely loyal. So I think when you say we need leadership, what we really need is humility. Remember when, you know, Israel was scattered in there in Babylon? It was humility that caused Nehemiah to humble himself, say, I've sinned, my people have sinned, and we've sinned against you, God. And then God gave him a vision. Inspect these walls, figure it out, and I'll give you the game plan. God doesn't give us the game plan because we go to a Bible verse, claim a promise, decide what we want to do, and then say, God, please bless this plan. No. Humble ourselves, repent, show the world how different we are because we're apologetic and humble and generous and kind. You know, I'd love to see the church do what a bunch of churches in Spokane did years ago. They, pastors collected a bunch of funds and they paid all the parking tickets that hadn't been paid by single parents and low income folks. Then another time they did a food handout and they let single parents drive by for food and books for kids' school and they gave free Bibles. And the church got the best publicity possible, but they were serving in a radical, other-centered way. The church should demonstrate the truth and keep our message strong. You know, when you come in the sanctuary, you ought to hear a black and white, powerful Jesus message that without him, we are lost.
Amen.
And with him, we have a purpose.
Yeah, it's seeking first, as you said, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You're exactly right. And the thing is about leadership. Leadership is, I mean, true leadership is humbling. I mean, look at Jesus. Jesus was the example of perfect leadership, was he not? I mean, he was the one that brought out the towel and a basin of water and started washing feet. That's leadership.
Read Philippians 2. Read
Philippians. Well, Jeff, how can people be in touch with your ministry and... you know, and make sure that they're prepared for the blitz that it comes every day, whether you like it or not.
They can go to jeffkempteam.com and spread the movement of loving Jesus, loving others, and being a good friend to a few people so that you walk through life as a team.
Timed up our game, ladies and gentlemen.
Diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, WHEYprotein.net.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, great to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Samantha Mal, the Good News Girl. We're going to have, it's time for Sam's Corner. We're going to hear some great stories, viral videos that have taken off and captured everybody's attention. Of course, yesterday, you know, the Bidens, you know, bless their heart, they try so hard to be genuine. But, you know, they just fall so short. And it's got to be difficult because here you are. You're the president of the United States. You're the first lady. And you're trying to relate to 330 million people plus and in different ethnicities. It's hard to keep up with it. And, you know, this is why they have people that, you know, write their speeches and do all that. And, you know, Sam, you and I mean, how many times in Raleigh when we were there together in Raleigh, how many times did we go to Chewy's and have lunch or dinner there? Even, I think, one time or twice with your mom. And, you know, we love Chewy's Mexican restaurant. Great, great restaurant there where they made, you know, homemade style tortillas. They made tortillas right in front of you. Great, great food there, right? Remember those times?
Oh, yeah. Well, I always think of you when I see a Chewy's anywhere. I'm always thinking about
you. It was
you.
Just good. It was good fun. We had great fun there.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, in all the times we went to Chewy's, did you ever see breakfast tacos?
No, but that sounds pretty amazing.
Well, Jill Biden referred to breakfast tacos. She was talking about breakfast tacos. I laughed so hard. I mean, I thought, oh my gosh, if my mom was alive, I'd ask her, well, Mom, why did you deprive me of breakfast tacos? You know, my life would have been so much different, you know, if I'd had breakfast tacos. I never had breakfast tacos. That was like the time I had to call her, you know, and I had to call her because of, you know, Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman case in Florida, right? I said, Mom, what's a white Hispanic? You know, it's like, you know, the media gets so goofy. They get over their skis. They start making stuff up. And Hispanic people know better. But it's just like these people are knuckleheads, you know, and they try to act like they're just, well, you know, I graduated from Harvard or I graduated from Yale or Princeton. You know, I'm so much smarter than you until I talk about breakfast tacos. Hysterical. I love it. Anyway, I know. Hey, well, let's talk about some other fun stuff here. You know, hey, all this stuff is just, it's comedy. It's just fun stuff. It's, you know, nobody's perfect. We're all, you know, we're all, you know, projects in progress as humanoids. But it's just, it's especially funny when, you know, elites try to
act so elitist, you know, that, that they are so perfect. And you know, it's just like all you got to do is just watch. It's just like going to a NASCAR event. They're going to crash sooner or later. You know, you just wait to go, okay, here it goes. They're going to go here. Here's Biden. He's full speed ahead. There's a wall. He's not looking at the wall. He's going to hit the wall. He hits the wall.
In this case, it's literal.
Exactly. Yeah. Time and again. Anyway, let's talk about Paul. Let's talk about Paul Rudd, who FaceTimes a 12-year-old boy after classmates refused to sign his yearbook. What a bummer. I mean, you know, kids sometimes can be so cruel, huh? Oh my gosh.
I feel like, especially in middle school, that's just a tough time. I remember warning my own sister, you know, before she's younger than me, so she's going into middle school. I'm like, listen, this is not going to be fun, but it gets better afterwards. And I think it's just that way for a lot of people. You know, some people might have some fond memories of middle school, but for some reason, kids can be especially tough on each other during that time. And that was the case for a young guy. He's 12 years old. His name's Brody Ritter. And he lives in Westminster, Colorado. And his mom posted on Facebook about his yearbook where his classmates had refused to sign. And I think the part that really got to me is he decided he was going to write in his own yearbook. And he said, I hope you make some more friends, which just, you know, when I'm reading it last night, I'm getting choked up trying to even explain the story.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there ends up being one of our favorite celebrities, Paul Rudd. Decides to reach out to him. And, you know, Paul Rudd's just one of those guys that everybody kind of universally loves. And I think it's because when you hear of him in the news, it's for positive reasons like this. He reached out to Brody, and he's like, you know, I just want you to know that you're a really cool kid. There's a lot of people out there think that you're a cool kid. And whenever you're feeling down, I want you to remember that because I'm one of those people. And I can't wait to see all the amazing things you accomplish. And it's just like, it's just... and he's like, I know it's tough, but it's important to remember things get better. And it's just like, do you know how much that's going to change the kid's world? It goes from him feeling like,
nobody
cares about me to have one of the most popular celebrities in Hollywood reaching out and saying, no, you're awesome. And don't forget it.
Well, you know, imagine, Sam, you know, 12 years old, I mean, we've all gone through that journey and that time. I mean, we're dealing with zits, puberty. You know, does he like me? Does he not like me? You know, girlfriend, boyfriend dynamics, you know, the pressures of school, everything else. And, you know, and then on top of that, you got, I mean, and this is part of the problem, is all the kids are going through the same thing at the same time, and they're expressing their angst in different ways. And so one of the easiest ways is you just pick on the vulnerable, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's sad.
You know, I can't imagine. I can't imagine people actually saying no to signing a yearbook. But you know, there's no telling what they're kind of going through. You're right; it's their own angst, and and you know, sometimes I think people just kind of join together.
And God bless Paul Rudd for doing that, for seeing something like this. And what did it take him? A couple of minutes to bless this kid forever,
right?
And you know, and the thing is Paul's right. I mean, you just want to sit there and say, what is this kid going to be like, you know, 10 years, 20 years down the road? How much could this interaction change this kid's trajectory?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Just one compliment sometimes. And like you said, it just took a couple minutes of Paul Rudd's time. It's not like he had to make a huge sacrifice in his life, but to see a need and to reach out. And, you know, not everybody necessarily has that ability, but he has that ability as Paul Rudd. You know, this famous guy
exactly.
to reach out, and it's going to make a difference. But I think anybody encouraging this young guy, I think anybody who comes by should sign his yearbook and just tell him it's going to be okay, it gets better, and you're a cool guy, and just give him some sincere compliments, anybody who knows him. You know, if I was his mom, I'd sign his yearbook, too.
Well, heck yeah, you want to rally around the movement that Paul Rudd has ignited here. Why not, huh? Be on the winning team. This next story, you got a 17-year-old returns a woman's lost purse, and he gets a $15,000. What was in that purse? Wow.
Well, that's right. So actually, this $15,000 was ended up being raised by on GoFundMe by the woman he got it for. The purse belonged to Elena Martin, and it was found by Adrian Rodriguez, And it was captured on, this is in Chula Vista, California, and the whole interaction was captured when Adrian came to return the purse. It's captured on the doorbell camera. And he actually returned it to a relative of hers at first. You know, he looked on her license, ends up getting it back to her. And that's the end of the interaction at first. Well, Elena is so touched by the whole interaction that she's like, you know what, I need to find this kid and do something nice for him. This is, look how young he is. I mean, you look at it and you're like, this is just a boy and he's taking this purse. You know, he had the opportunity to, like, do something when nobody's looking. And that's when it's really important that you do the right thing. And that's what he said. His mom always said, to do the right thing when nobody's looking. So she posts it on their community page, and it ends up going viral. And they find Adrian, and they're like, you know, we're going to try to do something nice to bless you back, because this is such a big deal that you're doing that. We want to reward that kind of behavior. So over 600 people end up raising 677 people, to be exact. They raised total $15,145, which, you know, I'm sure is really going to bless that young man. I think it's so great.
Exactly. Go down and get a car. Do something. I mean, this is awesome.
I know.
Well, great.
What a good time.
That is so cool. See, we need to reward behavior like that because these are the kind of citizens for the next generation that are the backbone of this great country of ours. This next one, it's worth it, says the gas station owner that lost nearly $12,000 selling discounted gas. Wow, talk about a blessing to the local community, huh?
That's right. So A to Z Food Mart in Hinesville, Georgia, it dropped the price to less than $2 a gallon, $2 a gallon, which is less than half the price of the average gallon of gas in the state. And
could you imagine those people pulling in? Could you imagine them pulling into the gas pump going, no, there's something wrong here. I know they're going to get me somewhere else. I mean, half the price, right? That's amazing.
That's right. So Ravi Patel, he's the owner of the gas station. He estimated he ended up losing about $12,000 that day, but he sold the gas. This is on the 4th of July weekend, which I think is a great time to do something like that. You know, people are using gas, like maybe not able to go as far this year because gas prices have gotten so expensive. And actually, in just 3 hours, he sold all that gas. that was the sale. It lasted for 3 hours. And I guess anybody who came by just really lucked out. And, you know, I think I just love to see stuff like that. It's the small, and, you know, he's just a small business owner trying to do something kind for strangers. And I think, you know, that's what America's all about. So it's a great thing that he did it for the 4th of July.
Yeah, and you had the administration telling these gas owners that don't make a lot of money. They have more money selling, you know, M&Ms and cookies than they do from selling gas, saying, well, you're charging too much. You know, maybe this was that one of those little end zone dances that he did. Here, I'm going to spike the football. How about if I just go ahead and give it, you know, half away and I'll write it off of my income tax, okay? So there you go. 40 seconds left. A man who walks 33 miles to work, a stranger gifts him a car.
That's right. Eric Akers walked 33 miles to work in the Bend, and his car broke down with no transportation. He began looking for a ride, and when he couldn't find one, he ends up walking 30 miles. Then he worked his 8-hour shift. That leads to a stranger giving him a little Honda, which is just, you know, you never know where blessings are going to come from or what's going to cause them. And who would think your car breaking down and having to walk all that way?
You see, and this is from a stranger. This isn't a family member. This just goes to tell you the backbone and character of Americans. Thank you, Samantha Mao. Appreciate it.
Prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal. Well, folks, it's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.